Welcome to this Sunday's Listen and Pray. My name is David Crouch and I'm one of the ministry team of St Andrew's Church in Oxshott. And it's a great privilege to be part of the team that's organising this service, especially Jill, who will be speaking to us later, and Val, who's written the prayers, and of course always behind the scenes, Mike Shand, who does so much. What we are going to look at this Sunday is one of the parts of our vision at St Andrew's. Our vision is to be followers of Jesus Christ, growing in faith, growing in number, and especially serving the community, which is what we're going to look at particularly today. So Patrick last Sunday taught us about what the Bible has to say as regards serving the community, and now Jill is going to say how we seek to apply this in our lives. We will now sing a hymn, and then I'll do a reading and then hand over to Jill. For the hymn, we will be seeing the words on the screen, and you may wish to join in. That'd be lovely if you could, but at least you'll be able to read the words. So here is the hymn. So the reading is taken from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 5, if you'd like to follow it in your Bibles at home or wherever you are. It's from Matthew chapter 5, reading from verses 14 to 16. You are the light of the world. A city built on a hill cannot be hidden. No one, after lighting a lamp, puts it under the bushel basket, but on the lampstand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Well, hello from me too, from outside the east window of St Andrew's Church. Now, you may think that David and I are outside today because we're not allowed to be inside the church. But in fact, we've chosen to be outdoors because the theme of our service is serving the community, living it out. And it encourages us to focus our thoughts and our prayers on the many things that we do outside of the church buildings to serve the community of Oxshott and beyond. Well, over the last few weeks, we've been looking at our vision in pairs of talks. Week one, taking it in, what the Bible teaches us about that part of our vision. And week two, living it out, how we apply that teaching in our daily lives. And I've chosen this particular spot to speak from because when I was reflecting on the themes of taking it in and living it out, I had an image which I would like to share with you. On a Sunday morning, the sun streams in through this east window of our church as we sit taking in God's teaching to us. And it's as if the light of Christ is flooding into the church and filling us up, so that when we go out of church at the end of the service, we take the light of Christ with us into our daily lives, and we shine as lamps on lampstands in our homes, in our school, in our place of work, in our community. Well, last week, Patrick helped us take in what the Bible teaches us about serving the community. And this week, I've been catching up with a number of people from St Andrew's to see how we live out that teaching, both as individuals and as a church, and the impact that has on the people that we serve. So let's catch up with a few of them now.
Let me tell you a bit about In Touch. When we started, there wasn't anything in the village for mums and their babies. And Marianne and I had been wondering what we at St Andrew's could do to help, especially those who had moved into the area and didn't know anyone at all. It's not easy looking after a new baby, and it's especially hard moving and trying to make new friends and build new networks. Soon after, the refurbished church was opened, which was a wonderful opportunity to transform our new flexible space into a children's play area to serve the community. Babies and small children have somewhere to play safely. This enables us to give the TLC to our parents, grandparents and carers while they have an opportunity to have a coffee, to build friendships and to keep in touch. Going forward, we hope to build new friendships with the Ladybird Nursery, and we can't wait for the church to open again so we can all, parents, grandparents, babies and us, come together as a community to keep in touch.
So I'm joined now by some of the bereavement team from St Andrews, but I understand, Jenny, this isn't the whole team.
No, it's not the whole team. We also have three men, Ron, Peter and Gavin. And a special ministry of theirs, of course, is to support the men who've been bereaved. Peter Burt also joins us at our Coffee Comfort, which is our once a month on the third Thursday of every month, meeting in the vestibule with a group and all supporting each other. We have coffee and cake, and it is a very lovely and gentle, supportive group. And what we've been thrilled about is during lockdown, they have been phoning each other, which is very special to us.
And how have you been managing lockdown, Trish?
Well, I was very fortunate in end of May, June. My garden was particularly beautiful this year, and I was able to ask people around on a one-to-one basis. And although they were not keen on coming out, the encouragement of seeing the beautiful garden, encouragement for them, and it was lovely. And I remember one particular person coming and she said, I can't believe I'm just in a beautiful garden and not in my house.
I'm sure people feel very comforted by the company that you give them in those situations. And I know you do have regular contact with people, but Anita, there's a special communication once a year, I gather.
Yes, as a team on behalf of St Andrew's Church, Oakshott, we send first anniversary cards out to family members to let them know we're thinking about them and we're continuing to pray for them.
And prayer, of course, is an important part of this whole group, this process. Jill, tell us a little bit about that, if you would.
Yeah, well, we like to pray with members of the group, both individually, and also we end our coffee meetings with a prayer, and sometimes Frances is available as well, and it's lovely when she can give a blessing to the whole group. And I think even those who are on the very start of their Christian journey find huge comfort from this.
Thank you all for just sharing that snippet of this amazingly important ministry at St Andrews.
Hi, I'm Nikki. And I'm in one of the four teams, each of 10 or so, who cook for the St Andrews Lunch Club. Lunch Club's held every other week when it's not lockdown, so each team steps up about every other month to prepare and serve a homemade two-course lunch together with wine or coffee. I love to cook, so taking part is fun. It's great to meet up with my fellow cooks and especially to serve and chat with the Lunch Club diners, who are always so appreciative. There's such a sense of community, and it really is a joy to serve in this way.
And let's not forget Friday evenings, when the church buildings are normally filled with the sound of 25 young people having a great time at Oakshott Youth, otherwise known as OI. Let's hear from Christina.
Hi, my name is Christina. I have been going to OI for about 2 years until its closure due to COVID. I loved going to OI as I could meet all my friends that I used to go to primary school with, plus lovely Josie and the other amazing volunteers from St Andrew's Church. My favourite activity was indoor football and decorating delicious biscuits and cakes. I miss going to OI as it is the only local place where children can go and have fun and feel safe. I pray that when COVID is gone that it will reopen.
St Andrews also does lots of things to support our local schools. In October, the Royal Kent School celebrated its 200th anniversary, and the children created collages of the things that they love about school life. Year 5 created a collage of St Andrew's Church, and this is what they had to say about it.
This is our canvas to celebrate 200 years.
And what is it a canvas of?
St Andrew's Church.
We chose the church for our canvas because it's made special to us.
What is your favourite activity that you do at the church?
I like the Christmas workshop where you go around and like do activities.
I like the Christmas church service when you put the little thing in the water.
What makes being a church school so special?
It's special because we have opened the book every Thursday, and I like when they read the Bible stories.
I like about the canvas that we use textured, like, tissue paper and fake leaves and tissue paper for the windows as well as the grass and the trees.
I did this bit up here, but personally I like this bit here, the path, just because it looks really realistic and effective. And I also like the patterns on the church.
We are very happy to have our church because we go over there and spend some time and pray and listen. When our year sixes leave, they get Bibles and we go over there and we all go as a school and listen to them.
My favourite part of the church is that they bring open the book assemblies and that they make our school what it is, like when we light the candle and all of the crosses around the school, it just shows how much we appreciate it.
Not everyone realises that Guntersmead and Sunrise, just down the road from here, are within our parish. So let's catch up now with a couple of people to hear about the blessings of serving these very special places in our community.
Well, I'm joined by Barbara and Susanna, and they're going to talk a little bit more about how we serve these parts of our community in Oxshott. Obviously, it's not just the two of you who are part of this team. So, Susanna, who else is involved in this particular ministry?
Well, in the Sunrise team, it's a big team. We've got Helen, Marion, Kathy, Raymond and Lillian, Gwen, Barbara, Jackie and Ron, Claire, Hannah, Mary, Vivian and Bridget. It's a really big team.
Barbara, I think you have a particular ministry in both Guntersmead and Sunrise, or part of your team do. Would you like to say a little bit more about what that is?
Yes, once a month we take communion into Sunrise and Guntersmead with Francis. And Helen goes to Sunrise, and Trish and Helen and myself, we go to Guntersmead. And it's a very special time. They can feel part of St Andrew's congregation. And Frances, she gives a short address. And so then they have a biblical kind of thought to take away for the month. And then that's followed with tea and cake. And this is a very special time because then we get to really have a chat to the people and hear their concerns, and also to just, you know, hear their joys and what's happened to them in the last month.
Susanna, I think you have a particular story, because it's not just Sundays that we go in, or once a month that we go in, that we have an ongoing relationship with these places. So please tell us your story, which is lovely to hear.
We weren't allowed to go in, of course, after the third week in March. So in May, I contacted the activities coordinator from Sunrise and asked if they would be interested in recording so that they could do hymn singing. And that was well received. So we found a CD that seemed to have all the right hymns on it, and made hymn sheets that were large print, sent all of that off, And then Helen contacted one of the residents there a couple of weeks later and said, well, how did it go? And the resident said, oh, well, it was really good to get together, but we couldn't sing. They were just too high pitched and we all have low voices. So can you provide us something that's low pitched? So it was back onto the internet. There's this wonderful woman in Colorado who has put on the internet 50 different hymns that she has recorded in a low register for use in ministry in care homes. And she also provides you with the hymn sheets to go with it. So we downloaded those. Mike turned them into a CD, which we then handed over along with the hymn sheets. And now we're moving on and we're waiting to talk to the activities coordinator about carols.
Excellent. What a lovely story. Thank you so much. What an amazing way to both serve God and also to serve our community in this way. So thank you both for joining me now.
Barbara said after that interview that they really value the friendship that they have with the residents, and that some from Guntersmead watch Listen and Pray on Sundays to stay connected with St Andrews. So if you're with us today, a special hello to you. So those are some of the many ways in which we serve the community of Oxshott. But our serving the community doesn't stop here at the parish boundary, as David now explains.
Yes, indeed, Jill. And one of our mission partners who share this vision with us is the Cobham Area Food Bank. They provide food for those in crisis. Another of our mission partners is right here, Beatitude, organised and run by Jenny Moore, her daughter Naomi, and their team. They seek to provide a safe haven for mums and their young ones, as well as making clothing for them accessible, growing a community to promote the following of Christ. And so it is with great thanks and gratitude to all of you who provide us with financial support that we are able to in turn give to our mission partners. Please do visit our website to see further details on our mission partners.
Well, thank you, David, from a very noisy Kingston Road, Leatherhead. But that noise is perhaps representative of the noise that we sometimes face when we do this kind of work for God. At this point, I really would like to mention the work of the pastoral assistants, who serve with great dedication and humility, and who have been keeping in touch with people throughout the parish during this difficult time. Their acts of service are often below the radar, but they are a hugely important and much appreciated part of our ministry here at St Andrews. Jesus teaches us that what we do for others, we do for him. And these examples are just some of the ways that we can be followers of Jesus Christ, putting his teaching into practice and showing our love for others and for him. And we don't do any of this to earn God's love. That's neither possible nor necessary. We do it as a willing response to the amazing, faithful, and gracious love God has for each one of us. And so let us commit all of these things now in our prayers, written by Val and read by David.
So let us now turn to prayer. Let us give a big thank you to Val for these beautiful prayers. I will read them now. Let us sit quietly for a moment and absorb the examples you have seen. And then the words of St. Matthew, "You are the light of the world. Let your light shine before others." Heavenly Father, you came to us in your Son Jesus, a baby heralded by the light of a star, a child sent to lead us out of the darkness of wrongdoings and despair, to show us the way. He is the light of the world and spent his life on earth teaching us by his own example to care for one another, to look after the sick, the lonely, the lost, and the despised, finally sacrificing himself for love of us to bring us back into your loving arms. We thank you for his life amongst us, for his example and guidance, and we thank you for his disciples, who were his lights in the world. Help us to take up his cross and follow in the light. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We thank you for our church here in Oxshott. We thank you for our Vicar Francis and husband Julian and the wonderful team of readers who serve our church so wholeheartedly. We thank you for the technical team who are working so hard, mastering new technology in order to bring your word and your love into the homes of so many while the church is closed. We pray that they may continue in determination and skill to serve you in these rather dark days. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for those who take your word out to the community of Oxshott, the In Touch group, the Lunch Club cooks, and the bereavement team, all reaching out to bring companionship, understanding, and the comfort of your love and support in both good and difficult times. We pray for our children and young people. We pray for the work and commitment of teachers and all who work in our schools, particularly the Royal Kent School and at Danes School. We thank you for those who go into school from our church for Open the Book, spreading the good news and teachings of Jesus to our youngsters, leading them to the knowledge of your love for them. We pray for our young people of Oi, at present unable to meet at Friday evenings. We pray for a return to some sort of normality in order to regain and continue their fun times together. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. At this time of lockdown, we pray especially for those who are lonely, coping with seemingly long, dark days, unable to meet up with loved ones. We pray for the elderly, those living alone and those in care homes such as Sunrise. And we thank you for the services St Andrews provide for them, offering comfort and support, bringing the light of your love into their lives. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for the work of our mission partners working in poverty-stricken areas far afield, for Beatitude and for those working closer to home with the food bank, so well supported by our church. We thank you for their constancy and tremendous dedication, so living out your teachings and example. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Heavenly Father, we pray for those who are sick in body and soul. We pray for those who have lost loved ones and find themselves alone and lost. Gather them to your great and loving heart, Father, that they may feel you close in their time of pain and sorrow. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Finally, Father, just as creation cannot survive without light, so we cannot survive without your light of love. We are all discovering the real importance of community, of loving friends and family. In these difficult days of a pandemic, it is so easy to lose ourselves in darkness and despair. Forgive us if we find our faith faltering. Renew our hearts. Strengthen our resolve so that we can reach out to our community in the light of Christ. May we, your disciples, all take up the mantle and let your light in us shine out for all the world to see. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. Gathering our prayers and praises into one, let us pray as our Saviour has taught us, saying together, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Well, you may have noticed that I'm now standing on the west side of our church building, the far less pretty side, and there are several reasons for moving here. The first is to remind you of the image I mentioned earlier of the light of Christ filling us up as we take in God's teaching, and then coming out through these west doors filled with that light of Christ and eager to shine like lamps on lampstands as we live out the teaching in our daily lives. Another reason for coming to the west side is to reflect on these 1970s buildings that wrap around our church and the way they've played a major part in enabling us to serve the community over the last 50 years. And I'm excited to say that we're getting close to being able to show you plans for an amazing new building to wrap around the church. But far more important is what goes on in and from those buildings. And that's because the buildings cannot serve a community on their own. Our vision is not about the building, but about the people who will serve in the building and the people who will be served. That vision is about the many more ministries and activities that we'll be able to do to fulfil God's vision for his church and for his community in Oxshott. And as we think about this part of the vision, I lay down three challenges. The first is to look at the St Andrew's website and to learn more about the many things that we do now and how you can join in. The second challenge is for you to reflect and pray about your own individual gifts and talents, or the time that you may have that you could spend in giving in some way to serve the community. The website may give you some more ideas to think about. And the third challenge is to pray and reflect about what the future needs of the community might be and how we can collectively serve those needs. Next Sunday is St Andrew's Day, and it's also Commitment Sunday. And we have a special Listen and Pray, which we encourage you to watch at 10 o'clock, because we're planning a Zoom gathering immediately afterwards where we can make our commitments to God together. It's also an opportunity to make a new or a renewed commitment to financial giving, which supports all of this work at St Andrew's. Well, as I close, here's the final reason I wanted to come round to this part of the building, to look at the words over the door. St Andrew's, your church. This has two meanings. Your church as in God's church, and your church as in yours, the community of Oxshott. This church belongs to everyone in this community, and we want it to be a place where anyone can come to offer or receive support and to be part of God's glorious and everlasting community. We're going to have our second hymn now, and then David will close in prayer.
As we have just sung, Forth in the peace of Christ we go, it is fitting that we should close our time of worship with a blessing which the Lord gave to Moses to give to Aaron to bless the people of God. May the Lord bless us and keep us. May the Lord make his face to shine upon us and be gracious to us. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon us and give us peace. Amen.